Our speaker this morning is our own dear Sandra Perez. She would like you to know that she's always ready to serve the Lord, and she wants to be of service to him, and that she feels blessed, thankful, and grateful. I would like to add that she's tremendous in that she is a pastor's wife, and the moving around to different churches, constantly meeting new members, raising her two daughters who are both in college, and she loves the women's ministry. And we invite her to the pulpit, and may the Lord bless her today.
Thank you, Colette. Hello, happy Sabbath. Feliz Sábado. Praise the Lord. Uno, dos, tres. Test. One, two, three. ¿Se oye aquí? Happy and blessed Sabbath, my beloved family of the Autumn Church. On this Saturday morning, I feel deeply grateful and blessed. For me, it's a wonderful privilege to present the Word of God in English for the first time in my life. It's 11:57, but I try to, not too long. But thank you so much for this great opportunity. I love to speaking about Jesus with all my heart, especially with this topic about miracles. It's very wonderful for me. Even though I was not born in the church, when I listened for the first time in my school, somebody preaching, I say to the Lord, I would like to do one day. When I was little girl, I say, I would like to present your word. This is the reason I feel blessed, thankful, and grateful. I love these three words. My hashtag always in my social media is these three words. In my living room, I love these three words because God gives to us everything. You agree with me? Today I want to talk to you something that is very special to me. How God hears your heart, how God hears our hearts, how God hears my heart as well. But before I speak to you, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this great opportunity to present your word in this morning. Thank you for everybody here. Please, if somebody come this morning worry or sad or depressed, please God, put your peace, Holy Spirit, talk to us, bless us with your word. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. This is our power test. You can show here. The Lord is near to all who come upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Psalms chapter 145, verse 18-19. I love this verse. What does crying out mean? It is a passionate and urgent plea. It is an intense form of prayer that arises in moments of great anguish or urgent need. There is a difference between praying and crying out. You agree with me? Let's see. To pray is to speak, to converse, to dialogue. But to cry out is to ask with desperation in the heart, to feel anguish and affliction over the request that comes from the deepest part of our being for our being. The Bible records countless cases, especially from Exodus to the Psalms and through to the New Testament, of men and women who cry out, who ask with intensity, who desperately sought something with repentance and extreme need, who plead with a cry for help, yet with humility. In fact, in the New Testament, there are many people who cry out to God, to Jesus, seeking help, healing, mercy, and salvation. Although there is no exact number, crying out represents a constant response of faith in the midst of suffering. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 tells us that the sins grinding before we're grinding for our instruction, so that through passion and the comfort of scriptures, we might have hope. This morning, I have the privilege and feel very happy because our daughter Shiley came yesterday for a spring break. She will be helping me to read the scriptures right now. On this occasion, I want to share with you a very special story.
Yes.
Exclusively gospel according to
Luke
chapter 7, verses 11 to 17.
No.
Let us read together, please.
We all need to make sure we are muted.
There are power when you open your Bible. In this story, you can find it in the Desirous Ages, chapter 30. You can read in your house.
Doesn't matter.
Rose, we can hear you.
Please.
And it came to pass the day after, and that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the regions round about.
Amen. Wow. Jesus heard the cry of an anguished mother, especially when we feel forgotten or ignored. We must remember that Jesus came to help her at the very moment she needed him most. The Bible does not mention her name. It only says, the widow of Nain. Nain was a small agricultural village in the Galilee in the time of Jesus, located at the foot of the Mount Morad. In fact, the day before Jesus had been in Capernaum, where he had also performed a wonderful miracle by healing the centurion's servant In Luke 7, verses 1 to 10, I love this. Jesus always take time for everybody. For everybody, because everybody is very important for him. You are very important for Jesus, for God. It is good to know that traveling from there to Nain could take 1 or 2 days. Do you listen to that, my friend? This suggests that perhaps Jesus had to rise very early. Well, Jesus always wake up early to go to pray. Hey, Linda, the prayer woman. God bless you, Linda. To pray in the mount. Maybe he even walked through the night to intersect that funeral procession. It's wonderful to know that. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it was her only son in the social, economic, and spiritual context of that time. Many believe that God was punishing her, but perhaps she had spent the entire night crying out on the dirt floor, knees on the ground, hair in heaven, pleading with the Father. Why? Because Jesus felt great compassion for her. This compassion flowed from the love that had seeds even before the tragedy occurred. God knows everything. God sees. He is the God who sees us and hears us. Our beloved Jesus arrived at the sad moment, the moment when she needs him most. Listen to this, my family. Listen to this. Jesus always arrives when everyone else has left. Jesus always will be with you in the more dark moment. Of all the miracles Jesus performed, there is no more tender and compassionate than his ministry in this life when this story. He reminds us that we are important to him, and that he will never forget us. Praise the Lord. In this miracle, we can see the mercy of God. Did you know, my family? I completely understand how this mother felt when I saw my own mother going in the funeral procession with my younger brothers. Brother's body on September 27, 2025, 5 months ago. Trust me, I seen in that story. In that moment when I saw my brother here in the church, I saw his body, and I say, oh, Jesus, I know you have the power to do one miracle. The same in the past, but even though that's not happening, in that moment, I have the hope and the in Jesus that he will be, I will be see so then, I will be see him again. I take in my hand, in my arms. In this miracle, we can see reflect the pain and suffering of a mother for the children. Sisters, I want to tell you that Jesus hears your cry, and that he has the power to restore your child, to give them spiritual life, to bring them back to church, and to restore them. Don't stop crying now. Jesus hears your heart. Let us look at another story. I know the time is very fast. Let us go to Mark. We will be read 3 more stories here in this morning, because I will be showing you something very important for us. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. He's here too, but maybe it's too little. Child.
And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, "Let us pass over unto the other side." And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
Amen.
Amen. There are Matthew 8, this is story is in Matthew 8, 33 to 25, but for time, we not read again. Only I want to say you here in Matthew, especially in the verse 25, we can see once again how the disciples call out to Jesus, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." Oh my gosh, this is a, did you understand what I tried to say in the beginning? Difference, pray and cry out. This is one cry out. I am very sure maybe you or somebody here, maybe in one moment you need to cry out to Jesus. He said, "Jesus, help me please, Lord, save us." This is the disciples say in that moment. That was no ordinary storm. The Desire of Ages speaks extensively about this event, but we see that Jesus heard their cry. It's wonderful to know that Jesus always listens and hears our hearts, our crying out. Now, continuing along the same line, let us go to Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. Sorry, Kyle, quickly. Ruby, Shiley, one Mark 5, 1 to 10, please. You can do the Bible too.
And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was no nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Shiley. In verse 7, although he says those words, they did not reflect the true desire of his man's heart. The inspired pen declares in the Desire of Ages that what Jesus really heard was a cry for liberation. for salvation. And many times, people tell us no. That happened with you? No. And even close their doors to us. But deep, deep in their hearts, they are crying out for salvation. Our Lord hears that cry because he sees beyond the surface and searches the heart. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, here we see clearly that the enemy who unleashed the storm on the sea was the same enemy who did not want Jesus to reach that realm. He did not want him to arrive on their side. And that is why they stir such a terrible storm. Listen to this. Whenever Jesus wants to do something for you, the enemy will try to stop it. But how wonderful is to know that no matter where we are, whether on the other side of the lake, on land, on sea, on air, Jesus hears your cry and will reach you. Praise the Lord. Do you want to know the end of this story? That man became one of the first missionaries of the Decapolis in the verse 20. In Gadara, they have living evidence of the power and mercy of Jesus. Jesus arrived and everything changed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Jesus came, everything changed. This history may represent your cry for liberation from some bondage that prevents you from living the life God wants you to live. Even when you do not have the right words, God knows your prayer and hears your cry. Don't know, stop crying now. I know one woman was crying out and praying for his husband for 17 years. When the 17 years passed, his husband came to the church. God knows exactly where is the moment for your miracle. But in this special Sabbath morning, you are here because Jesus wants you to cry out and you go to him crying out for your miracle. I don't know what is your miracle in this morning, but God knows. Now, this is the last story in this morning. If we continue in Mark, if you know, we start in Luke, the especially first story, but we try to pick it out, this history with one purpose. If we continue in Mark, Charlie, chapter 9, verse 14 to 29. Let's read together, please.
And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered, and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his child, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch in that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he came into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting.
We find here another story, a young man and father, deeply distressed because his son has suffered since what? Childhood, in verse 21. In verse 22 and 23, we read that the father said to Jesus, Have mercy on us and help us. And Jesus replied, If you can believe, I love these words. Do you believe in this morning? If you can believe, all sins are possible to him who believes. I love these texts too. I have a little shirt too in my house. Immediately, oh my gosh, I love this. Immediately the father cried out. What did the father do? Cry out in verse 24 and say, I believe. Heal my unbelief. Praise the Lord. In verse 29, Jesus say that this kind come out only through prayer and fasting. Because you know, the disciple very worried about that, why they know will be happening now. But if you believe, all things are possible. Today, more than ever, we need men, fathers, mothers, grandparents, uncles, and aunts who will cry out for victory in their families and homes. This responsibility is not only for mothers, it's not only for us. We see how this father was deeply concerned, and what did he do? He went to the source of power and salvation, Christ Jesus. This story represents that father or mother who cries out for healing and deliverance for their children. Perhaps there is a parent here today who is in anguish because their child is bound by Satan. God's message to you is, do not stop crying out. I hear your cry. I hear your heart. Praise the Lord. It's good to know that somebody hears our heart. Do you know, today, more than ever, the people need somebody, sometimes listen or hears. Because when you talk with somebody, when one friend, one family, especially with God, your heart changes, your mind changes. When you connect with somebody, you pray each other, the Holy Spirit comes and talking to you something special. This is the reason you need to take good people near to you, because we are no island. You know, we need to talk, we need to express what happened. And many years ago, I read a very special quote that has stayed with me forever. I keep it in my Bible because I love it. Let me share with you. It's a power-inspired quote, Ellen G. White, in Rivian Gerald, 1875. Say, prayer, listen, my family, prayer is the answer to every problem in life. It puts us in tune with divine wisdom, which knows how to adjust everything perfectly, often we stop praying about certain situations because from our point of view, they appear impossible to solve. But nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is so tangled that it not can be resolved. No relationship is so broken that God cannot bring reconciliation and understanding. No habit is so deeply rooted that it cannot be unrooted. No one is so sick. Listen that, please. No one is so sick that they cannot be healed. No mind is so dark that God cannot make bright. Whatever we need, if we will trust God, He will supply it. If anything causes us worry or anxiety, let us stop talking about the difficult and trust God for healing, love, and power. Praise the Lord. I believe in that because Jesus always will be stay with us. When prayer becomes your habits, miracles becomes your lifestyle. Never give up on prayer, no matter what comes your way. When you can seem to put your prayer into words, know that God hears your heart. God doesn't forget your prayers, okay? Never, always, His ears attend to our crying out. Pray until your situation changes. Miracles happen every day, so never stop believing. God can change things very quickly in your life. I will tell you again and again, God moves mountains. Just pray, crying out, and have faith. Because this element, faith, is very important too. God wants you and me need to take faith. This is the reason He asks, do you believe? Are you believe? It's very important, my dear sister Colette, and everybody here. There is no single model of prayer. Prayer is dynamic, reactive, spontaneous, and arises as an act of faith and trust in God. We see how Peter, in the middle of his desperation, uttered one of the shortest prayers in the Bible. Lord, save me. Matthew 14, verse 30. Praise the Lord. What Peter say? Lord, save me. If maybe somebody here in this morning want to say to Jesus, Jesus, save me. Jesus, help me. Jesus is near to you, our power test say. In this morning, immediately the Lord stretched out His hand. Brothers and sisters, family, this cry is valid for us today. In the midst of the turbulent waves of life, we need to cry out, save me and save my family, my friends. Because Jesus coming soon again. Amen. This is the last word my brother expressed. After that, he very sure Jesus coming again. Amen. The solution to all the problems we face every day is prayer. He's crying out. If we want to see the glory of God in the church, in our homes, for healing, for restoration, we must cry out. Why? Because the same needs Jesus identified 2,000 years ago are the same needs we have today. I really love the hymn 135, In Spanish, God knows who hears, who sees. God knows everything. Who hears you every day? As one great family, we must unit and crying out to God based on what our Lord Jesus has done and continues to do. We can have complete confidence that he hears our cry. God hears your heart. Even though you feel anybody hears you, you know we are in the world very noise. The people doesn't like too much pay attention because everybody is fast. For with Jesus, with God, that's not happening. Always, he is available for us 24 hours. Yeah, I say praise the Lord for that. Jesus is always with you. There are many wonderful promises. If you are sick, God tell you in this morning, Jeremiah 33:6. Charlie, you can read for me quickly, please. Here in the, Behold,
I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of peace and truth.
Muy bien, the second one.
Second Kings 25. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. And Jeremiah 33:3. Behold, I will it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Psalms 18:6. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Psalms 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And Psalms 145:18-19. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I close by saying that God hears the cry for everyone. Fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, uncles, friends, and the church family. Those who come to him in faith must ask without doubting. Jesus always cares. He always listens. Right now, in silence, I invite you, say to the Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, rescue. I love this. In Matthew 4:23 and Matthew 9:35, Shiley, what do you say? Jesus, the minister of Jesus was wonderful. Three things very important Jesus did.
And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. In Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Jesus cares. Amen. Jesus walked all Galilee, teaching, healing, and pay attention sobre every manner disease among the people. The pen, inspired pens declare some cities and villages when only the presence of Jesus passed, the people will be restored. See, new, no more sit because only the presence of Jesus changed everything. He praised the Lord for his wonderful power. It's the same power is here in this morning. Is there someone here this morning who would like to come forward so that together we may cry out before the heavenly throne? I encourage you and challenge you to do it. It is time for each one us to rise in prayer and cry out. When this happens, we will see the glory of God. In John 11:40, your cry, listen to that, my brother and sister, your cry moves God's heart. It opens the heavens. Never doubt that God hears you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you, these songs right now.
Sister, could I just share something with the church? Very interesting. Can I?
So you want to
share testimony?
Okay.
Good morning, church. I think this is my third time coming here. I had no plans to come here today, but I ended up being here. So God knows why. This is a very powerful sermon.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm going to tell you why. I think the storm was February 20 something. I didn't know the biggest storm was coming towards me. And I have a 34-year-old son who lives in Florida. And we didn't know he had that. It happened all of a sudden. And what happened to him was, I spoke to him on a Monday. I think the storm was on Sunday. And then on the Monday, we spoke. He used to call me every day. He has three kids. And he used to talk to me about his concerns and so on and so forth. So 2 hours after that, I got a phone call from my daughter-in-law, whom I don't speak very often, like on the phone. And I thought I had called out to her, and so I hung up the phone. But then when I realized that the phone came in, the call came in, I just called her back. And she said, hey, listen, we are here in the emergency room. Your son, Jonathan, just faint on the bathroom at the house. So we transferred him to the hospital in Florida, and he had to intubate him because he was vomiting, and the situation is very critical. So, and then she was giving me all of this crazy information that she was just receiving from the ED doctors. And what happened was then I began preparing to go to see him. And later on, I spoke to the ED doctor who saw him, and he said, explained to me what it was. I work in the medical field too. I'm an X-ray tech, so I used to see intubated people all the time. And so when he mentioned intubation, I kind of took it lightly, but not at the same time, until I spoke to him and he said, well, your son had what is called dissection of the aorta. If there is somebody who works in the medical field, he knows what it is. It is a very serious thing. It's type A. But from the beginning, when I realized the whole context of the story, that God put a break, a stop, a limit on that situation. Because if his artery had bursted, he would be dead. So from the beginning, I said, well, hey, I pray for him every day. So I think probably it's part of the answers of the prayers. God said, hey, I'll allow that to happen, but I'll take care. I'll be with you through this recovery. And so they flew him from Florida to Atlanta. Emory Hospital, I don't know if anybody knows, it's one of the specialized hospital that they have. And so when he got there, it was like 11 p.m. on Monday. On Tuesday in the morning, I couldn't get a flight because of the storm, and so I had to drive. So I left at 5 a.m., exactly when they began the surgery that lasted 10 hours. It was a long one. So I drove 17 hours. When I got there, it was like 11 p.m. on Tuesday, and I saw him intubated. Now, the person who used to see this, I took a shock at first. It took like about an hour for me to come back to the same understanding by speaking with doctors and getting the information. In fact, the surgeon who operated on him told my daughter-in-law, I don't know how, why he said it that way, but he said, be prepared to be a widow or brain dead or something. And then he later on contradicted what he said. It was very nice. Good people over there, good medical assistance, but my faith wasn't on the good people that were taking care of him. Because I know even if you have like $1 trillion to hire good, you know, medical team around the world will take care of that. I think God did the first operation. It was to put a stop on that and say, it's going to be difficult, but you are going to, you're going to be well. And that put me in a very peaceful mindset. I didn't get desperate, but I also was also prepared to say, hey, if he has to go, that's not going to make me disbelieve that God wasn't there. He has a purpose, so his sovereignty is, we can question. So then at that time, groups around Brazil and everywhere would start praying for him. And that's when it's so important. And I have many experiences when I just trusting is a thing and praying. So we all start doing this. And Jonathan is recovering fantastically.
Amen.
Last Thursday, when I actually, for 2 days, they left his heart open. So because of the swollen of the heart, and they took him back to the OR, closed. I was there already. And from there on, it was swollen because of the open heart surgery. It's a huge one. But he was responding very well.
Amen.
And this Thursday, they discharged him to go to a rehab in Florida. So he was by car, with his wife driving, of course, 6 hours driving. He's talking, he put a trach on him, then removed. He's responding very well. No cognitive issue, of course, because of the sedation and all of this stuff. He is still, you know, you can see spatial, you know, for a few things. But day by day, this has been getting a lot better. And so he's in a rehab center. We talk every day. And it's within, what, 3 weeks? So what I didn't come here to say this, nothing was programmed, just to say. But when I saw that the sermon was very appropriate for me to say what I'm saying for my faith, for your faith.
Amen.
Because it is true. God hears us.
Praise
it's
the
just
Lord.
Like if I'm walking down the street and somebody asks for my name, I may not reply to you, but I hear you, right? But God is different. But God is good all the time. It's not only in situations.
Amen.
His goodness, that's what he is. He's the sense of goodness. And he sympathizes with the suffering of any of us. Sometimes it's big problems, but sometimes it's small problems. It doesn't matter. As long as you get close to him and cry out, right?
Your cry moves God's heart.
Right. And
he
don't lose faith
heavens,
in,
the Lord.
in Jonathan's case, it was a quick response, because I mean, every at the house. There's one good, nice thing that they did when he got there, and I don't know if it was in the OR or on the ICU, but the staff had a word of prayer for him. That was very, very nice. So I hope this will also show them that the power of God. And then, as you said, when Jesus comes in, changes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So continue believing whatever issue you have, not only on that, but I've been praying for Jonathan every day in my house, and that's probably set the stage for whatever could happen that didn't happen. So God has a purpose, and we need to find out in truth what it is.
Amen.
And so I felt that it was very appropriate to share with you what has been happening. So still have miles to go, but it's going very well. And I hope you can remember Jonathan, his prayer, and his family to pray for his recovery.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Now I would like, please, it's only 2 more minutes. I know it's a little late. I have this beautiful song. It's in Spanish, but even though it's in Spanish, the there are the video. You can feel. You can see the imagine and the music. When we listen that, we will finish to pray. Jim? Sorry about that. The sound say? Thank you, Ying. Thank you for the whole thing helped me today. The song says where I need to go, where I need to go in the different moment in our life.
De verdad,
compasión.
¿Quién más tendrá con mi compasión?
Gloria a Dios.
¿Quién entenderá?
Understand my heart.
Mi corazón.
Only Jesus. Who
¿Quién
changed?
Cambiará
mi eternidad sino tú, Jesús?
¿A dónde más podría ir? Cristo, ¿qué otro lugar puede existir?
Only you.
Solo tú tienes palabras de amor. Verdad eres tú, Cristo. ¿A dónde más podría ir?
Díselo. ¿A quién iré?
¿A quién iré en necesidad? ¿A quién iré en busca de paz? ¿Y quién podrá mi vida saciar de verdad?
Compasión.
¿Quién más tendrá de mi compasión?
Who understand your heart?
Mi corazón.
Who changed?
¿Quién cambiará mi eternidad sino tú, Jesús? Cristo,
¿a dónde más podría ir?
No other place, only go to Jesus.
Cristo, ¿qué otro lugar? Al Padre y verdad eres tú, Cristo.
¿A dónde más podría ir?
Gloria a Dios. Praise the Lord.
Cristo, ¿qué otro lugar puede existir?
Gloria a Dios.
Solo tú tienes palabras de amor, camino al Padre y verdad eres tú, Cristo, ¿a dónde más podría ir?
Praise the Lord. This Jesus, our Jesus, is here today in this morning because Jesus comes every Sabbath to the synagogue. Today is no exception. He is here with us. If somebody has a special request, a special crying out, a special prayer to God, I invite you, I know it's a little late, to come in the front or in your chair and stand up and let's pray together. Only Jesus. Jesus is here today for to do great miracle for you. He knows, he hears you. He knows your heart. He knows your worry, your desperation, your everything. He knows you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to study your Bible, your word. Thank you, Jesus, for this great privilege to adore you on Sabbath in this wonderful church. Thank you for everybody here. Thank you because anything is casual. You have a purpose with everybody. I will ask to you, please, God, forgive our sins. Please stay with every life here present, every homes, every family, every children's, every youth people, everybody. If somebody is here sick, please God, touch this organ that is pain in that moment. You are our Savior, our doctor, healing, please. Bless. If somebody is worried, bring peace in his life. We are very thankful to you because you always hear us. You know our hearts. You stay with us in every moment. Please bless this church. Give to us a wonderful week in your presence. Bless our visitors here. Please stay this request, this prayer in that moment, somebody feel worried. Take this prayer in your hands because we know you cares. You attend. Your ears is attend to our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, because always you stay with us. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you, family.